From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing. Guterres said at the United Nations headquarters in New York that he was calling on Myanmar authorities to suspend military action and the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country. The Dalai Lama was asked his thoughts on the crisis.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha. I think such circumstances, Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim. So still I feel that. So very sad, very sad.
Government officials in Myanmar consider almost all of the Rohingya illegal immigrants from Bangladesh, even those who have lived in the country for generations. Violence involving them has been going on for a long time, but it grew to a crisis last month. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a Moscow-based cybersecurity firm. The Department of Homeland Security's acting secretary, Elaine Duke, issued the directive Wednesday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. The department said the key concerns are ties between the company and Russian intelligence and other government agencies. The U.S. says it will give the company an opportunity to address its concerns in writing. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to visit on Thursday hurricane-ravaged Florida, where recovery is slow but steady. Mr. Trump plans to stop in Naples on Florida's west coast, which was directly in the path of Hurricane Irma. He's already declared the state a major disaster area, a move that speeds up the release of federal relief funds. Officials say restoring power is their top priority as of late Wednesday afternoon, however. About 33% of Floridians still had no electricity. That's down from the more than 60% who had been left without power just after the storm passed earlier this week. It could be as long as a month for power to be fully restored across the state. Officials are investigating whether a lack of electricity to run air conditioning is to blame for the deaths of 8 nursing home patients in Hollywood, Florida. Governor Rick Scott called for a criminal investigation. And the deaths were discovered when a hospital across the street from the nursing home began receiving elderly patients suffering from heat exhaustion. It is becoming clearer that the future of 800,000 undocumented young people who moved to the U.S. as children will be almost impossible for the U.S. Congress to separate from a larger, even more contentious debate over comprehensive immigration reform. House Speaker Paul Ryan and House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi face that formidable obstacle as they meet Wednesday in a first attempt to hammer out a permanent legislative solution to the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program, which was rescinded last week by President Trump with the expectation that Congress could in fact fix it. Republicans said it would be impossible to find a permanent fix for DACA recipients while failing to resolve the status of the nearly 12 million undocumented people now living in the United States.
We are being very aggressive. When it comes to our Washingtonians being harmed, it doesn't get much bigger than this. Put yourself in their shoes. You're a dreamer. Our country is going to deport you back to a country you may not even know. Can it be more cruel than that?
That is Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who is filing suit against the action. House Republicans did advance immigration legislation this week, introducing a bill that requires U.S. employers to use E-Verify, an internet-based system that allows businesses to determine the eligibility of their employees to work in the United States. Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, warned in a press conference that Democrats would attach DACA legislation to other bills to fix it. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.